Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations and our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Melissa Paulette McLennan joins us this morning, Director of Development and Marketing for the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region, to discuss the Jamison Rounds Ready for Work program, designed to help underprivileged women find and keep employment and or pursue education. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Melissa back to the roundtable. Always nice to have you. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you letting us come in.
Well, great pleasure to have you come in. We are going to be talking about this program, and just so people know, I'll be giving out links at the end, and you can find out where you can find out more information. So for right now, you can just listen, and then we'll give out some of the information on how you can find out more a little bit later on. This program has been around for how long?
Almost 10 years. We're in our ninth year. We've graduated nearly 200 women. We run three sessions a year, and we have usually between 8 to 14 women per session.
That seems very, very successful, and something that if you've been doing it that long is working.
Yes, it is. It is one of our most successful programs, and I would like to just thank the Seymour Fox Foundation for all of their support. They are one of the biggest supporters of this program, and we could not do it without them. But yeah, this is one of our most successful programs. We have an 86% success rate with this program, meaning that a year after the program, we follow up with the women for a year post-graduation. They are either in some sort of full-time employment, are pursuing a high school degree or secondary education.
There's a picture on the website of a group of women who are the graduating class, and man, they all just like ready to go. They look like they're ready to go and take on the world. It's a 12-week economic empowerment program. Give us a sense of what you accomplish within that 12 weeks.
Sure. So the program was specifically designed for women who have multiple barriers to unemployment. So things like homelessness, lack of childcare, lack of education, substance abuse or mental health issues. And the 12 weeks really focus on basic interpersonal relationship skills, a lot of literacy and math training, computer skills, and we really focus even more than that on goal setting. So it's not just about finding someone a job, but it's really about letting a woman know that she can do whatever she wants, and let's make that happen. So one of the most powerful things they do is they create a five-year plan. So we really look about not just getting a job for you tomorrow, but where do you want to be in 5 years? What kind of career do you want? And what are the steps you need to take to do that? And then at the graduation we have, after every class, the women actually get up and present their five-year plan in front of their friends, families, the other people in the class. And there's something so powerful about a woman being able to say that out loud. And we see that there are even so many of them even finish that faster than the 5 years, because it's the first time they've really put out there what they want to do and had other people say, you can do this. Let's figure out how to make it happen.
Well, as I mentioned, this is an economic empowerment program, and that empowerment is very, very much a key to give confidence that you can go out and you can do this.
Right. I mean, so the graduation is always a very emotional time. I rarely make it through dry-eyed.
you shouldn't have to enjoy the emotion.
Yes. Yeah. But I still remember one woman getting up and saying that her mother said for the first time in her entire life, you just made me proud.
Oh, wow.
And it was unbelievable to me. And I think so many of us take being told that we can do whatever we want and our parents are proud of us for granted. And for her to say that this program is the first time she also felt proud of herself was unbelievable. And of course, we were all in tears.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Beautiful moment.
And she's doing really well.
One of the things that you point out, and we hear this a lot of, you know, how do you get experience if no one will give you a job to get the experience? And you really deal with this in the program of for these women who have a sporadic work history or no work history at all, that this is really a reset button so that they have this background that allows them to move forward.
Absolutely. And we also focus a lot on-site job training. And then the other thing about the YWCA is that we really want to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So all of our front desk receptionists are people that have come through this program. They've done on-site training at our front desk. Most of our housekeepers, several other staff have come through as well. So we provide them with at least 4 weeks of on-site training so they can put that on their resume. And we also work with them to find internships or volunteer opportunities in the community, perhaps while they're focusing on their education, so they can continue to be building their resume so that, like you said, they have that experience to be able to go on and find that job. And the other thing we do is we really try to be a cheerleader and just tell them, it's okay that you didn't get this job. Keep going. We're behind you. We know you can do it.
And to have that place to go to, that if you're having trouble, even once you've graduated, if you're having trouble, that place to go to give you some advice to try to get back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so many people tell us, and we follow for a minimum of a year, but many of the graduates come back and keep in touch with us for several years or even from the beginning since then. But when things start going off the rails, like that can happen once in a while, they're able to come back to us and say, okay, what do I do? Or I've gone in 5 interviews and nobody has called me back. What's going on? And then we can say, okay, let's take a look at your resume. Let's take a look at how you're answering the questions and just saying, keep going. And so many of the women have told us, if I didn't have somebody there telling me that I could do it to keep going, I would have given up.
I'm making this up in my mind, but I would think that if you have a program like this that is successful, that you have an 86% plus success rate with these women of 30 or so that graduate each year, that there would be a point where employers would also be coming to you.
Yes, absolutely, which is fantastic. Not only employers, but we've had Mildred Ellie and Brian and Stratton also come to us and create partnerships as well to help the women move on. Yes, but so that's one of the things we're always looking for employers, but we love it when they come to us because we have highly trained women that are ready and willing to work today. So come see us, whether it's for an internship, a volunteer position, or if you're looking to hire someone permanently.
So much of the obstacles that you talked about earlier, but one of them, of course, is childcare. Another one is the skills and knowing and also just knowing what you want to do, right? Of knowing what it is that you want to contribute and what you can contribute.
Absolutely, yeah. So childcare is obviously one of the largest challenges for working women. Unity House runs the Unity Sunshine program right out of our building, and they're fantastic. They reserve spots for the women going through the program so that we're able to take childcare off the table and make that something that's happening. And then, yeah, it's a lot about having the woman really look inside herself and say, what makes me happy? What am I good at? And then translating that into what would be the right kind of career for her. So again, it's really about having her take a look at not just finding a job, but what does she want to do with her life? And what would that career look like to change her own circumstances and her family's circumstances?
You have a technology center and a resource center as well.
Yes, we do. So we have a technology center that has 8 computers that are available. We do everything from basic computer training to like what does it mean to attach your resume as a PDF and basic typing up to do you want to get certified in Excel or Word, things like that. And the women going through the program as well as anybody who's graduated from the program can utilize that service. And utilize those computers. And we have staff in there. They actually sit right in there and can help the women through while they're using those. And then we have 4 other computers that are open to anybody in the public, even if they haven't gone through the program. And again, they can access those services as well.
How do people typically find you?
So a lot of it is word of mouth referrals. We usually have a couple of people that are sitting in the audience during the graduation that hear what the women are doing and saying, okay, you know what? It's my turn now. I'm ready. And then we work with a number of other agencies to get referrals as well because there are several very good employment training other organizations in the area, but we are specific for these women, so they'll maybe refer them over to us because they're not the perfect fit for them and vice versa.
Is there, given that it is so specialized in the sense that you are you have low, small class sizes, so you can work so well with the women. So I assume there's more people that want to get in than can get in.
Yeah, and that can be a challenge, but it's also, I think, a motivating factor for the women is that, I mean, we treat the application process like a job interview worked, because we really want people that are motivated and ready, and they're ready to work. I mean, that's the name of the program.
Yes.
So, I mean, it can be competitive, and sometimes we'll say to women, I'm sorry, but right now there's no availability, or maybe you're not quite there, and we'll talk to her about what she needs to do so that the next session or next year she'll be ready and able to go. And that's one of the ways we keep that success rate high, is because we really treat it like an employment.
Do you as an organization, and I'm just curious as to the conversations, and don't expect, you know, to have a plan on this, but of what the, when you look at the need and so many women coming in saying that they need this service, of hitting it from the front end of saying, well, what can we do to help people earlier than this so that there are programs in place so that, yes, this is one that they can come later on, but hopefully before they get to this point that they're also able to,
yeah,
to get employment.
We have a Ready for School program, which helps women obtain their GED or TAS diplomas, which, again, can be one of the real barriers for that. So that would be sort of hitting it on the front end. And the other thing we're doing is we're really looking at all of the factors for why someone is out of work, and addressing each of those individual needs, because sometimes finding a woman a job isn't really the challenge. It's finding her housing or medical care or things like that.
Homelessness is a real issue.
Yes, exactly. So, usually about half the women in the program live in our housing, and then several women come to us homeless during the process, and we work with them to find housing either in our facility or in the community.
That's interesting. So there's a lot of problems being presented to you that you have to address, and this is one of them.
Exactly, you're right. Because if you're homeless, sometimes being able to show up to work on time becomes one of your least problems, because you're worried about, where am I going to sleep tonight? What am I going to eat? So we realize that we need to address those issues as well. We can't just look at just your work history, just your employment skills. It's a full package.
We're going to take a look at where you live, where you can have housing, what you can do with your children, and then we'll work on what you can do for work and a job.
Exactly, because we want, once you get that job, for you to be successful and be able to keep that job.
When you talked about the 5-year plans, I was struck by, when you were saying this, of how emotional that ceremony is, and I can only imagine. Are they, when you think of the 5-year plans, they're I don't really know how to ask this, in the sense of realistic, and in that you've worked with them saying, okay, this is what you want to do, and this is something that you can achieve.
Exactly. Yeah, they are realistic, and they're really step by step. So the year one, it would be, you know, get my GED. Year two would be, you know, find employment. Year four would be find my own apartment. Year five would get to car. You know, it's not do everything in 3 months. And that's one of the things we work with the women is about. You can have it all. You just can't have it all right now. And there are steps you need to take. And it sort of, each thing works hand in hand with the next thing, you know. So year four might be start my own savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Because now your year two goal was to have full-time employment. So you've had full-time employment for 2 years. And now you finally have $20 you can put in every month. Something like that.
Now that the money is coming in.
Right, which means that we don't do a year 10, but year 10 would be to start saving for retirement. I mean, things like that, things that these women aren't able to do right now.
Well, it is an amazing program. You can find out more information about it. Now, we're going to have a link at our website. So if you just go to wamc.org/roundtable, we'll have it there. If you go to the YWCA's program, not only can you see about this program, but you can see about all the really cool things that the YWCA does. It's www.ywca-GCR, which is Greater Capital Region, right?
Mm-hmm.
And /programs. It's ywca-gcr.org/programs. Again, the easiest way is just to go to our website, and there's a link right there that'll bring you to it, or just put YWCA Capital Region in your search engine, and you can find it there as well. It's an amazing program. It is the Jamison Rounds Ready for Work program. And you can find out more by going to the YWCA. Our thanks so much to Melissa Paulette-McLennan, Director of Development and Marketing. Melissa, thank you very much for sharing
with us. Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for the great work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.